Split Second by Nick Baker.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The man behind the counter in the greasy cafe is staring at me. I've been in here for an hour now and only had one Coke. While I sit, George feels further and further away, and I feel more and more tired. Mustn't go to sleep. Should I ask the man for another Coke, then pretend I've lost my money? He doesn't look the understanding type. But I've got to get to George. I'm not even sure if I can stand up anymore. And what if George dies? He can't. He mustn't. That last night, just before I went to sleep in the park, I tried hard to remember how my mum explained my dad's death to me. It was nearly 8 years ago. I was 8. I remember sitting on that old brownie-coloured sofa and pulling at a strand of the fabric of it, not wanting to listen. It was an accident, she told me, where Dad worked. He was a famous scientist and something had gone wrong. I remember being confused, thinking of scientists as grey-haired men with moustaches and white coats in laboratories full of bubbling bottles and tubes. Did my dad have a moustache? I can't remember without looking at the photograph. The only one there is of him, sitting at a desk with another man I didn't know. He looked younger than Dad, and they're both smiling, as if they were really proud of something. I'm sure I recognise that man, but I'm not sure where from. There's something about that photograph that I've always hated. I don't know why, because I loved my dad as far as I can remember. That week, I didn't have to go to school. I went to stay.